That is music from Prince from his 1995 album, The Gold Experience, the song Gold. Mink DeVille before that, Spanish Droll, going back to 1977's Cabretta, and brand new music from Hop Along, a song called How Simple. The new album is due out in April. Kevin Call with you. It is KEXP Seattle, an affiliate of the University of Washington, and I am down in the performance space with KEXP faves Luna. Welcome back to KEXP.
Hello.
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 It is Thanks. Great having you here in our new home, new space. And you've got two albums that came, an album and an EP that came out last year, A Sentimental Education, a full-length album of covers, and then a EP, A Place of Greater Safety of instrumentals. And we'll talk a bit about those and what's going on, but how about a couple songs to start?
We'll start with an instrumental. Thank you.
whispered my name, and I yearn. You take me in your arms and start to burn.
Britta Phillips, Sean Eden, Lee Wall, Luna live on the afternoon show here at KEXP, playing at the Neptune Theater tonight, along with Evan Way of Parson Redheads. And just heard two tracks, Fire in Cairo, cover of the Cure song, and that is on there, A Sentimental Education that came out last year, and then GTX3 from a Place of Greater Safety, an instrumental EP that came out last year as well.
You got that all right.
Excellent.
You know, I was going to ask you, the Prince song you played before.
Yes.
What was it? It was Gold?
Yeah.
Didn't we see that? Weren't we in that video for that?
Yes.
Sean, we went to that videotaping.
That was the one?
Yeah.
I was going to, that's why I played it.
I thought it wasn't by accident.
Yeah.
Because you were there too, right?
Let's just jump to that. That's one of my favorite memories of the times our paths have crossed.
Right.
I think it was 1995. You were either playing behind Penthouse or Bewitched. You were doing a live set on Rev 105 in Minneapolis, which is a station that I started and was program director at. And I think after the session, it was that awkward moment where you were like, are you coming to the show tonight? You were playing at First Avenue.
Right, right, right.
And earlier that day, I'd gotten a call from Prince's management, and they were like, hey, we're recording the video for Gold, and we need some extras, and you want to come down, and the only thing is you got to wear gold. So in that moment where you said, you're coming to my show tonight, I'm like, no, I'm actually going to this Prince thing. And you're like, dude, I'm the biggest Prince fan in the world, of which you maybe are the second biggest.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the biggest.
Okay.
And but anyway, we did the show at First Ave and then drove, I think, in my 1971 Dodge Dart Swinger.
Yeah.
To Paisley Park at like 1 a.m.
I'm trying to think if Stanley came too. He might have. Were you not there, Sean? You were there.
I was there. I remember. Good.
Yes. He shot the video and then he came out and played in like another four songs. That's actually the only time I've seen him.
That's what they promise, you know. It's like okay, we're gonna do Gold like 50 times.
Right. Yes.
And then. I think he did like a whole set.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember this, but like it was maybe about 4:35 in the morning, and I was with Sean Stewart, music director at Rev, and I was like, look, this is the last song. We got to go. Where's Dean? And we're looking for you. And Do you remember the stage setup? A huge sound stage, and on both sides of the stage, they had these gold figurines that were kind of like sexy Oscars.
Right, yes. Yes.
With platforms on the top. They're probably three stories high. And, you know, we're looking all over for you, and then noticed you were up on top of one of these figurines dancing with, you know, about 10...
Dancers. I have no records of that. But.
Nor do I.
It was pretty awesome. I have a vivid recollection of that.
I'm sure it's true, then.
It is definitely true. And that was definitely
really
fun. If
it's not true, let's spread the rumor anyway.
Indeed.
So you've got this album of covers that came out last year. Some of them, some bigger names, definite influences, I would think, you know, Bowie, The Velvet Underground, Rolling Stones, Dylan.
Yeah.
Deeper songs that you wouldn't expect.
That's true. Like for, the Dylan song we did is well enough known most of the time. But the Bowie song is an early one, Letter to Hermione.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then a very early Yes song that people don't really know. Like, you know, it's before the Yes that everybody knows. The prog Yes, more the hippie Yes.
Yeah. They were a hippie prog. Oh. Band at the early on. Well, I was going to ask, like, you know, a sentimental education. Is part of it an education component to share some of the deeper tracks with fans? Is there?
Yes, I just, you know what? It was just on the list of titles, because I happen to be reading some article. There's a French novel by that name, by Flaubert.
Oh.
And the sentimental education that kind of stuck out, and I was like, well, it seemed to fit.
Yeah.
So fit yes.
Yes is the answer. Yes, yes is the answer.
And
education.
Yes.
Yes.
And yes.
And yes, it's sentimental.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And yes is one, you are playing that song, I noticed, in the set, or at least
we,
you did at the...
We played it once.
Oh, yes, we've only played it
at
once.
At the Los Angeles show?
Yeah, we played it in Los Angeles, yeah.
Wow. There's a key change in everything. It's a little... It's a little.
We're getting there.
How do you do it without elaborate keyboards?
Yeah.
Well... No.
I saw Yes once, and I think, is it Rick Wakeman? Was he the guy?
Oh, yeah. He was the keyboard master.
I don't even know.
Yeah. He had like a robe on and was playing multiple racks of keyboards with both hands. It's quite dramatic.
Well, Britta played the keyboards on our recording of it, right? Just
Are
in the bridge,
keyboards?
Though.
Oh,
just
yeah,
in the
yeah,
bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we don't play the keyboards live.
We managed to do it. On stage, just the four of us.
Yes.
No hidden musicians.
So a sentimental education, name of a novel that had nothing to do with music.
No. It's about like the revolutions in 1848. And
so do you just jot down things that like do you journal and keep ideas going all the time?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Yes, now on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Which is worse. I think it was better to write them on paper.
Definitely quicker.
To write them on paper, that's true.
I found. It can be kind of
clunky. It's easier to read
on
paper.
So tell me then about how the decision-making process went to pick the songs that you ended up recording.
I had a list going. I don't know. Lee suggested we do a Bowie song. So after he passed away, so that's...
Well, you picked most of them, except for the Most of the Time and the Thunderclap Newman, which did not end up on the album.
Oh, that's right.
We'll
that's
see
right.
the light of day sometime.
Were there many covers that you recorded that didn't end up on?
Oh, well, yeah. So we did. We recorded that Thunderclap Newman song, which Sean sang.
Something in the air.
We did California Blue by Roy Orbison.
Wow.
All the the songs that.
And what was the?
We did a Monochrome Set song.
Inside Your Heart.
Mm-hmm. Did Rock Your Baby by George McRae.
What else?
That's cool. That's funky.
That's yes.
Is that all of them?
Not the way we did it. No, it's a little bit funky.
It's a little bit.
And
dream funk.
Yeah. That's a good one. Those are the ones that did not make the cut, yes.
Yeah.
But
they're 7-inch singles.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you announced in 2014 you were going to reunite, but kind of take it sort of loose and see how it went and do some kind of shorter tours, there weren't any explicit plans about recording an album. You did a session with us in 2015. I don't know if we talked about any kind of recordings at that point in time, but how did the idea of getting back into the studio come about?
Well, we did all that touring. I guess I thought an album of covers would be like a fun and easy way for us to do it. All of us would, well, three of us were living in Los Angeles, and Sean was there a lot, so.
Yeah.
I thought covers would be like fun and easy.
Yeah.
And I think that was true. Great for us to ease into it.
And then Sean suggested that we can't just do covers, so.
That's right, we gotta.
We jammed out some instrumentals. Well, we did some stuff right in the studio, and then some stuff you guys already had little ideas for. We fleshed them out.
Had you thought about those as instrumentals, or were you working on potentially songs? And
did not think about turning them to songs.
Yeah. I feel like at least the some of them were just sort of like, oh, well, I got this idea. Yeah. It's not necessarily an instrumental or not necessarily a song, but we just made it into an instrumental, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, our producer, Jason Quiver of Paper Cuts, he said, well, you should turn that into a song, but...
And we said, never mind.
Never mind.
I guess we're in a hurry. It's a song.
That's right.
So that kind of leads to the obvious question, though, is there plans to...
To make a proper...
No, not proper. new songs with lyrics.
No, we haven't planned... No.
Yeah. Just still take it and see how it goes.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, it is Luna, live on the afternoon show.
We don't talk about these things.
And playing at the Neptune tonight and the Wonder Ballroom in Portland tomorrow and live on the afternoon show right now.
Okay.
Which right song now. Are we doing next?
Speed Bumps.
Oh.
All right.
We are digging us all. There is nothing in this hole. On the way to Kansas City, tell me who I'm supposed to be. It's raining rain. Tell me where you want to go. your face on a $20 bill. But it isn't legal tender, and I think about you still. And all the comforting words provide no comfort. We can all go mad together, that's what friends are for. Sideshow by the seashore, the girls are dressed as mermaids. An electrical storm is caught us in a trap. Maybe if I yell at you, you'll trust in what I'm saying. But I'm keeping all the secrets, and I've nothing else to say.
Splendid.
Thank you.
At a Luna live on KEXP, Sideshow by the Seashore from 1995's Penthouse, and the Speed Bumps from Rendezvous that came out in 2004. Again, Luna live on the afternoon show, playing tonight here in Seattle at the Neptune Theater, and tomorrow night, the Wonder Ballroom. Again, thank you so much for
thanks for having us back here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Hi, Kevin.
It is great. And huge thanks to Jim, Justin, and Scott on video, Allie taking photos, Kevin Suggs on sound, Matt O on the board, and Nancy, Caitlin on hospitality, and to all the KEXP donors who make sessions like this one possible.
Indeed.
It's the afternoon show, KEXP Seattle.